WJTL, Toby Mac, Owl City, the First Noel, kicking off the second hour of our Throwback Thursday. It's no less iconic than kicking off with Evie last hour, which was my hour. But now this hour, we're talking with Liam Crane because it's his Throwback Thursday choices. Liam, tell us all about the 2K Rewind Christmas.
That's a good way of putting it. It's actually fun to hear the transition from generation to generation. Owl City, for me, probably the most quintessential artist of my childhood. I would say, like, Life on the Line, you have to sing an album from top to bottom. I could choose almost any of their earlier albums.
That's awesome.
And I would do it with ease. Yeah, we're going to hear the likes of Mark Martel, Jordan Smith. These are vocalists that are unmatched. That's something I'm really drawn to. Yep. Stephen Curtis Chapman, Mandisa, these are personalities that almost elevate the songs. And then every generation needs their Toby Mac. So I got to put them in there multiple times.
Got to put them in there. Throwback Thursday coming your way. So lots of great songs on the way. Be sure and stick around. Good morning to you. Our very special guest this morning is Diana Volo. Diana from Swan, Scaling Walls, A Note at a Time. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning. It's so great to be here with you and your audience.
Welcome back to the studio here at WJTL. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Oh, I'd love to say hi to each and every one of our Swan students and our staff. They are just our favorite people.
And what is SWAN?
Well, SWAN is a nonprofit organization that works in Lancaster City. And we help children affected by parental incarceration and the resulting trauma.
And you started this ministry. Can you tell us a little bit about the why and the how you wanted to start SWAN?
Well, actually, that story goes back to my childhood, Fred, because when I was growing up, home wasn't always a safe place. My father happened to struggle with anger, and in order to protect me, my mother would oftentimes run up to my room and say, Diana, get your violin out and start practicing your violin. And when I did that, it kept me safe. Mm. My father would tend to walk past my room. And so while I played, I was spared from harm, and music became a refuge to me. So because of that, I poured myself into music. And from that little row home in Wilmington, Delaware, I won a full scholarship to study with the world's top teacher, amazing, Dorothy DeLay, which was my safe escape from a difficult situation.
Yeah. And you became a professional violinist.
Yes, I am a professional violinist and performer.
Yeah.
Something very special happened when I did go to Philadelphia to study with Dorothy DeLay, and that was the colleagues that I used to hang with were born-again Christians, and I didn't know what that was.
Right.
But they witnessed to me, and they led me to Christ. So music and the Bible really redeemed my life as a child from a very difficult situation. So then when my husband, who's a pastor, was counseling criminal offenders, we were having people over, the families over to our home, and I started hearing the children's stories. Mm. And I thought, I just asked the question, how can I help?
Yeah.
And I knew that music and the Bible certainly redeemed my life. I would like to share that with the children we're serving. So I started SWAN. And in addition now to sharing music and Bible with the children that we serve, we're also offering mental health assistance.
Amazing. So tell us a little bit, what's a week look like with SWAN? How are you serving the children and what are you doing?
Well, we have a 3-hour after school program. It's called our Rising Stars program. And children will come in and they'll get a healthy snack. They'll get homework help. And then they'll receive a private music lesson one-on-one, a group music lesson. We embed many performances throughout the semester. They'll have one-on-one mental health assistance and trauma management classes and social-emotional classes. And they also get a Bible class.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. The impact must be just even hard to gauge, like how it's transforming the lives of your students.
Well, absolutely. Sometimes life can be very hard, and when they come into our SWAN class, I say the most powerful language we use is the language of love.
Amen.
Children are heard, they're seen, they're helped. I have some stories I'd like to share with you.
Share with them. In the meantime, if folks want to visit you online and support what you're doing, they can do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We would invite you all to visit swan4kids.org.
Wonderful. We're going to talk more with Diana coming up, so stick around. On the way, now, I know you talked about 2K Rewind, but you were very influenced growing up by your dad's love of Christian music.
Very true.
And I can't imagine that he loved anybody more than Whiteheart. So
if
we got to play a Whiteheart.
If he was in this chair, he would tell you that the greatest rock band is up next. So we'll just say that in honor of Maurice.
So stick around.